is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian troops are holding out against repeated attacks by Russian forces in two eastern towns, while those at the southern front are poised to battle for the strategic Kherson region, which Russia appears to be reinforcing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Wednesday evening video address that there would be good news from the front, but gave no details. He did not mention what was happening in Kherson, which officials and military analysts have predicted will be one of the most consequential battles of the war since Russia invaded Ukraine 8 months ago. The looming battle for Kherson City at the mouth of the Dnipro River will determine whether Ukraine can loosen Russia's grip on the south. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are among those meeting in Australia this week to decide the future of the waters of Antarctica. The meeting in Hobart in the Australian island state of Tasmania is the first in-person gathering of the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resource in 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic kept meetings online. Conservationists say new marine protected areas and rules to prevent overfishing are desperately needed, but that Russia could use its veto-like powers to once again block progress. The meeting is overshadowed by Russia's 8-month-old invasion of Ukraine. The 2-week meeting began Monday with a mass walkout when the Russian delegates started speaking. Ukraine's Antarctic Research Center in the capital, Kyiv, was heavily damaged earlier this month during Russian airstrikes. The trial of a former Australian government staffer accused of raping a former co-worker in Parliament House has ended abruptly. The 12-member jury had been deliberating for 5 days in the case of Bruce Lerman when the judge discharged him and declared a mistrial on a technicality. Chief Justice Lucy McCallum said court sheriffs found prohibited material inside the document folder of a jury member. This is VOA News. A new trial was scheduled to begin in February. Lerman has been charged with sexual intercourse without consent, stemming from an accusation by Brittany Higgins that he raped her in the office of then-Defense Minister Linda Reynolds in March 2019. Lerman has denied the charges. He is facing 12 years in prison if convicted. French President Emmanuel Macron is vowing to implement a pension reform that would eventually raise the retirement age by 3 years to 65. In a television interview Wednesday, Macron said that the changes will begin next year. He said the minimum retirement age to get full pension benefits will gradually increase from the current age of 62 by 2031. But Macron says he is open to discussion with workers' unions about the retirement age and making potential amendments to the proposals. A proposed pension overhaul sparked nationwide protests, strikes, and protests at the end of 2019 during Macron's first term. Lebanon's chief negotiator says President Michel Aoun signed a letter Thursday approving a landmark U.S. broker deal laying out his country's maritime border with Israel on Thursday. Speaking from the presidential palace, Elias Boussab said it marked the beginning of a new era and that the letter will be submitted to U.S. officials at Lebanon's southernmost border point of Nakura later in the day. Chinese cities from Wuhan in central China to Xining in the northwest are doubling down on COVID-19 restrictions, sealing up buildings, locking down districts, and throwing millions into distress in a scramble to halt widening outbreaks. China on Thursday reported a third straight day of more than 1,000 new COVID cases nationwide, a modest tally compared with the tens of thousands per day that sent Shanghai into a full-blown lockdown earlier this year, but enough to trigger more curbs and restrictions across the country. China's coronavirus caseload has remained small by global standards, but its ultra-strict and disruptive containment measures this year against the highly transmissible Omicron variant have weighed heavily on the world's second-largest economy and rattled financial markets. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian troops are holding out against repeated attacks by Russian forces in two eastern towns, while those at the southern front are poised to battle for the strategic Kherson region, which Russia appears to be reinforcing. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Wednesday evening video address that there would be good news from the front, but he gave no details. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.